Hey y'all, it's Stephanie with Root to Seed. Today I'd like to talk to you about the differences between organic and conventionally grown foods, why knowing this is important, and how to incorporate organics into your diet without breaking the bank. But first I want to tell you our news. Since our last episode, we continue to be busy with tea and soap orders. We have introduced Happy Belly, a new tea blend with rose petals, chamomile, ginger, and fennel. It's $6 for a 6-ounce pouch of loose leaf tea. A variety of whole leaf tea blends can be found in the shop at www.roottoseedonline.com. Also, Dolores and Penelope have not laid an egg since Harriet passed away, and this past week we got eggs again. It's like the first time all over again. So, on to business. It was about 10 years ago when I bought a bag of apples at the market, took one out to eat, and found it felt funny. Upon investigation, I found a layer of what seemed to be wax on the surface of the apple, and I was able to scrape some off with my fingernail. I was horrified. What was this? Was it safe? Do you eat it? At this time, there wasn't too much buzz about organic foods, but my husband, who's an executive chef, told me about veggie wash they used at the restaurant. Again, I was horrified. I remember as a child walking out to the garden with my grandmother and eating green beans right from the vine. So what was this film, and why did it need to be washed off? It turns out that apples make their own natural waxy film. This is why you can pick one right off the tree, rub it on your sleeve, and have a shiny apple to eat. This film is washed away when farmers wash dirt and debris from the apples for sale. So more wax is applied to make it nice and shiny, so you can't tell the difference between a new apple or one that's a year old. These films are deemed safe and edible by the USDA, however, they are not substances that humans typically eat, so it can wreak havoc on some digestive systems. So washing is recommended. So the apple a day that was supposed to keep the doctor away is now making you need a doctor. I also learned that these waxes are not used on organic produce. This is why organic produce look less than perfect as compared to traditionally grown produce. I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist or anyone who wants to tell you what to do. I simply want to share with you what I know and what we do, as I believe you may learn something new and perhaps adopt some of our habits. We'll be right back with more information. Welcome back. My family and I are of average income, and thus we still need to be beware of what we are buying at the market. Organic foods do tend to cost more, but there are ways to mediate this. Buying what's in season is the easiest way. Buying items on sale and preserving them for later use, buying local, and of course, growing your own. And of course, we'll be working on that a lot together over the course of our episodes. Because we have to abide by a budget when we shop, I spend a stupid amount of time in the market. I look at every choice, I read every label, I look up words I find that I don't know. Much of our time is spent in the outside aisles of the market, so I'm going to concentrate on produce found in these areas for this episode. Meats, dairy, and grains can be for another day. Switching to eating all of your produce organically can be tough, especially if you're cheap like me. When you see the difference in pricing for organic items, that may make it unmotivating for you to even try, and I get that. So let's talk about what is organic. What does that mean? In the US, in order to get organic certification through the USDA, you must adhere to certain criteria and pay a pretty hefty fee. In general, you must protect the environment, reduce pollution, promote positive health, maintain long-term soil fertility, maintain biological diversity, recycle to the greatest extent possible, practice organic processing of products, and rely on renewable resources. They also cannot use synthetic pesticides, wood preservatives, or other pesticides that are not on the permitted substance list. If you're interested in seeing the list, it can be found on the USDA website. You'll find the permitted and not permitted lists, and I'm going to share that link with you in the show notes so you can get to it easier. To some degree, our organic produce is more expensive in the market because the farmers are paying their organic certification fees, and that the market for organic goods just isn't large enough quite yet for the little people to see the savings. All the more reason to grow your own. So why is it so important to eat organically? Perhaps most importantly is you'll be avoiding chemicals. Chemicals were first used for crops about 4,500 years ago, and they were highly toxic. Some examples include cyanide and arsenic. More recently, we have what are called second-generation chemicals. These include the infamous DDT, which was once considered safe and for years was the wonder chemical. Ultimately, though, it was found to be highly carcinogenic, which means cancer-causing, and quite deadly. And I could go on for days about Monsanto and Roundup products used on human food. The chemicals they use are used in the seed, in the soil, on the seedling, over the course of growth, and once the fruits are grown. There are usually at least 5 cycles of chemical interactions between the seed and the fruit. That is a tremendous amount of chemical that have been found to be unsafe for a variety of reasons and have been banned in most European countries. Organic produce is chemical-free, so you don't need to worry about what chemicals are used or if they're safe. We'll be back in a second to discuss this further. There's a lot of research that states organic foods are also more nutritious. Some of this research goes so far to say that if you're eating with health in mind, it should only be organic. I'm going to use the potato as an example from my own experience. Monsanto has changed the potato landscape. Potatoes are not started by a seed, but instead, it's the eyes of the potato that start a new plant. You've seen these small nubs when you let potatoes sit out for too long. So a conventionally grown potato is likely a Monsanto potato, specifically the new leaf variety. This variety has been genetically modified to resist the potato beetle, grow strong in all kinds of environments, and will stand to be stored for absurd amounts of time. Again, at every stage of the plant, there is a spray of chemical. So the potato is picked, it's rinsed, it's bagged, and shipped to market. Then you make potato salad that's seasoned with chemicals. Now, let me tell you the story of my Kennebunk potato. I get my potato starts from the Maine potato lady, who has a lovely farm in Newport, Maine. You can learn more about her on our favorites page on www.roottoseedonline.com. I only have to get starts about once every 3 years since I always harvest some potatoes specifically for planting again. Again, another subject for another day. My potato starts are organic and are well cared for. Did you know that potatoes are so popular in Maine that each year there's a potato blossom festival during which the Maine potato queen is crowned? Anyway, back to my potato. So my organic potato starts are planted in my organic soil and are fertilized with organic choices. The potato beetle, you're asking? Nah, I don't worry about it. We use companion planting methods, and planting chamomile, thyme, yarrow, basil, and or parsley between potato rows attract beneficial insects that find potato beetles to be a tasty treat. And they also take minimal nutrients from the potatoes. We'll talk about companion planting in a different episode as well. So if you're eating organic, you are avoiding GMOs. Thus, you're eating healthier. While taste doesn't mean healthy or clean, if you've ever tasted one of my Kennebunk potatoes, plucked right from the soil, you'll think you've been duped your whole life. The first time I tasted them, I thought, this is what a potato is supposed to taste like? I've not bought a potato from the market in about 3 years. Oh, and mine can be stored for up to a year in a chilly corner of my basement, which is fine with me because who needs potatoes stored for more than a year? The important thing to take away from this is that GMOs are not safe. They will never be safe for people or the planet. Chemicals used in Monsanto farms destroy the land for decades. I've already mentioned some of the things GMOs did to control in the new leaf potato. They also make plants grow faster, bigger, more colorful, resist weather, and some, are you ready for this? Produce their own pesticide. Do you want to eat that? One last break before I give you some useful resources. want to leave you with some helpful resources. Please share these with your family and friends, especially your children. Help them to understand. First, if after all of this you're still going to eat whatever produce is least expensive, have at it. I still want you to know some of these helpful tips. Organic stickers on produce will always start with a number 9. So, for example, this sticker, which is called a PLU on a conventional banana, is going to be number 4011. An organic banana will be number 94011, and a GMO banana will be a number 84011. So be on the lookout for these codes. Please try to stay away from any that start with the number 8. You can make this a game with your children while shopping. I also want you to familiarize yourself with the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 lists. The Dirty Dozen is just how it sounds. This is produce most likely to have the higher concentration of chemicals. These include things you eat whole, like grapes, apples, and tomatoes. The Clean 15 are those items where the peel or outer skin is not eaten, such as an avocado, corn, or cantaloupe. You can find the links for both lists at ewg.org, and I'll share the link in the show notes so you can find those easily. Again, I want to say that I hope you were able to learn something that enables you to make the best choice for yourself. At Root to Seed, we eat and grow organically. We'll have future podcasts about how to do this successfully, and it's not as hard as you think. It's also less expensive than buying chemicals. Stay tuned for those episodes, and if you're enjoying the podcast, leave a review and subscribe. These really do help us bring you great content. Until next time, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, and join our community.